Dragon has transitioned to terminal count and is on internal power.
Stage one locks load is complete.
It's April 2021. Controllers and engineers at NASA's Space Center are glued to their screens as they conduct their final checks.
Dragon is in auto-idle.
With just seconds off this historic event, the tension in the room is palpable.
Dragon is in countdown.
The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket is impressive. Mounted on its launch pad with its pristine white exterior, you could almost forget that this is the world's first reusable rocket.
Dragon, SpaceX, go for launch.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Mission. And liftoff. Guys, speed Endeavour
increases.
Copy, 1 alpha.
Endeavour launches.
And then,
again.
The sound of takeoff. The rocket, with its crew Dragon Endeavour capsule, travelling at a speed of nearly 17,000 miles per hour. On board are four astronauts, Thomas Pesquet, Shane Kimbrough, Megan MacArthur, and Akihiko Hoshide. Their destination? The International Space Station, the ISS. As the sun sets into the darkness, the rocket blasts off, leaving plumes of smoke in its trail.
Dragon, SpaceX on the big loop, soft capture confirmed.
Soon, it's no longer visible to the naked eye.
Soft capture confirmed.
9 minutes later, the capsule separates from the rocket. The astronauts have successfully reached the Earth's orbit. The first stage of this mission is now complete.
Endeavour connected to International Space Station for the second time.
It takes just 24 hours for the crew to reach the International Space Station, 400 kilometres away from Earth.
Hi, I'm Thomas Pesquet, Google Ambassador for FAO, the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, and I'm currently on board the ISS for a 6 months mission in space.
The mission named Alpha was the second such journey for the French national. The first time he flew to the International Space Station was back in 2016, when he spent 196 consecutive days in space.
When you see the Earth initially, you're struck by how beautiful it is, and you spend some time just absorbing and taking in the beauty. And then you see the clearings in the forest, you see the water pollution, you see the air pollution, you start seeing all those things. It makes you think quite a bit about just the impact of our activities on the planet.
Observing the impacts of climate change from so far away and seeing the fragility of our planet is what turned Thomas Pesquet into a staunch environmentalist.
Going to space is a huge change in perspective. Things that appear infinite and that we take for granted on Earth, like oxygen to breathe, food to eat, water to drink, and a livable environment don't exist in space. So we have to work hard for them, we have to find solutions, we have to overcome the challenges, and I think by doing this, then we learn how precious they are.
Inside the International Space Station, he and other astronauts on board have been conducting a series of experiments for scientists back on Earth in preparation for a warmer planet, like how to grow cotton.
See, we had cotton growing, and cotton is a very water-intense plant. It needs a lot of water. And by studying how, again, it adapts to microgravity, and how it changes the way that it behaves and how it grows, we hope to make it less water intense, and then hopefully we can reduce the need for water in the growing cotton. We're also going to grow peppers, and we grow cress.
Because water in space doesn't drip like it does on Earth, the plants are watered using a syringe and a long transparent plastic pipe. Astronauts regularly carry out experiments in space, many of them designed to improve life on Earth.
We can learn a lot by growing food in space. We also aim to learn about plants and to apply this knowledge to make them more resilient, more resistant to changes in natural conditions on Earth. Generally speaking, being in space is a huge stress for plants, and we're studying them and how they react and how they adapt. We don't have soil, we don't have running water, we don't have a river or a stream, and by studying in depth how they adapt to this new environment, we aim to make plants more resistant for us in space, but also for people on the ground.
With little water and no soil or gravity, plants undergo huge stress in space. These growing conditions can tell us a lot.
The data collected gives an early indicator of potential droughts. This information can be used to assess the impact of drought and to help farmers decide on when they should plant, when they should irrigate, when they should harvest, when they should treat for pests.
That's Douglas Michoni, a senior environmental scientist at FAO.
What these studies do is to help us to understand agricultural adaptation in more hostile Earth environments, which can be a key to developing precision agriculture.
For every mission, astronauts have to bring a lot of materials with them. Of course, everything needs to be protected and wrapped up to resist the shocks of takeoff and landing. But this creates a lot of waste, says Thomas Pesquet.
Packaging is a big, big deal, but we also want to have as little packaging as possible because packaging creates trash and we don't want that on the ISS. So one of the new innovations that we're working on is actually edible packaging, edible foam that we could use to protect our food like fresh apples. And on the other hand, we could process it and eat it.
Research in space has many benefits for life back on Earth. Satellites not only map the greenhouse gas emissions driving global warming, they also monitor the impacts of human-induced climate change, explains Douglas Michoni.
Astronauts collect data on the global climate, environmental change, and natural hazards such as volcanic eruptions, earthquakes, flooding. Earth observation gives detailed information about climate, soil, crops, water, land use, and people.
FAO is working with the European Space Agency to ensure the data gathered in space is made available to countries to help them better respond to disasters and guide their future food and agricultural policies.
Decision makers and farmers can use the images and data collected by astronauts to identify dry areas in a region experiences fire, where the fires are likely to travel to next, and how to remediate these problems. These data can also be used to predict which local regions may experience flooding in the path of an impending tropical cyclone, for example. These data can then be used by countries to target interventions to populations in need and improve agricultural productivity and land and water management.
This wealth of information can help improve crop productivity in a warming planet while supporting global food security and efforts to eradicate hunger, key goals of the 2030 UN Agenda for Sustainable Development. Innovation is key to tackling climate change. Political will, even more essential.
It's also hugely important that at a political level, the good decisions are being made, because there's only so much you can do at a personal level, and you need also to action the levers at a higher level. So that's why I'm trying to advocate for the plants in general, for the environment in general. I'm talking to the people, but I'm also talking to leaders, and we see things changing slowly. We hope in the future they're going to change even faster.
It's no small step, more like a giant leap. But with people like Thomas Pesquet spreading the message on Earth and beyond, there's hope for a more sustainable future for the planet and us all.
We're excited to represent our nations, agencies, and all of humanity. Off the Earth, for the Earth, Endeavour is ready to go.